Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
How are you?
We're talking to you.
Sorry we weren't around last week.
Yeah, sorry about that.
If you come over to patreon.com/AngelosandBarryShow, you could have heard us.
You could have heard the fact that we wasn't there last week. But it's a very rare occurrence, but there are things we had to do last week.
Yes.
I was on the phone most of the week to Boris Johnson.
Oh, God. Look.
He's a nightmare.
What was his excuse?
I says, hello, Boris. He says, hello, Angelos.
Yeah.
He says, look, I've got things to do. I've got busy old week next week.
You know? What's he doing?
I says, what are you doing right now, Boris?
Yeah.
He says, I'm having a curry. I says, okay, all right. Well, that's, you know, you're comfortable. You sat down. You're having a curry. He says, what? I says, you're comfortable. You sat down. You're having a curry.
Yeah.
He says, I'm not having a curry. No, I'm in a pub.
Oh, Christ.
I said, you just said you were in a curry.
Yeah.
He says, no, I didn't. I says, all right, okay. Right, so what is the problem? He says, well, they're accusing me of lying. I says, have you ever told a lie? I went, no. I says, you just told me 3 lies in a space of 20 seconds,
that's
right?
It.
He says, no, I didn't. I says, what are you doing now, Boris? Are you having a drink in the pub? He went, no, I'm at home with Carrie. I says, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah.
I says, you just told me you was having a drink. So we've just been going around.
It's been
all week just to find out where he is.
And then he went, I'm not Boris, I'm someone else, didn't he?
Yeah.
The lies
he spins.
It is this level of political discourse you could enjoy if you come to some of the back catalogue. We got a wonderful interview we done.
Oh, yeah, we're interviewing all the top people.
All the top people.
Yeah.
We done a wonderful interview with Nicholas Witchell,
the correspondent. Although I was very surprised when we asked him about politics, he says, and he starts talking about King Charles and stuff.
I says,
we were talking to you about politics here. He went, yeah, I know, but have you seen King Charles's new shoes?
It's all his interest.
And I says, no, I haven't seen them.
Witchell
was all about shoes and dresses and all
and
that.
And all that sort of stuff. He's obsessed with that sort of thing, Witchell. You know,
right.
He's always on about, I was favoured by the royals.
Nick,
can you come and talk about something, a little bit of light chit-chat about politics? Oh, it's all royals.
He reckons Prince Charles, right, came to him and asked him personally if he should get a hair transplant.
Bullshit.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said that is. Why would Prince Charles knock on your tent?
Yeah.
Parked outside the front.
Parked outside his palace, right?
And ask you if he should get a hair transplant because he trusts me.
Yeah.
Because he trusts me.
Oh, that's it.
I said, trusts you for what?
Yeah.
Like he really does value my opinion about how he looks. bricks.
That's it.
And I says, what are you talking about? Yeah. He was chucking things at your tent. Like,
that's right.
2 weeks ago.
Charles famously called him an arsehole, didn't he? Yeah, up the slopes at Cloyd.
I can't stand that man, he says.
He can't stand that man. Nicholas is like, oh, I scout all their parties, spin the bottle, I'm done with them. Oops, upside your head, we used to do the conga. All the conga around the place. They loved me. They thought it was ever so funny.
It was a life and soul of the party, you know.
You know, I mean, we've actually got the letter that Charles wrote about Nicholas Winchell to the BBC.
Oh, Christ. It's damning.
Dear BBC, HRH, it was Prince Charles Prince Charles then, I still am. Christ, one of these days I'm going to get on the
track. I'll remember where I am, where I get the nod.
Not to worry. I digress.
My time will come.
Mark my words. But enough of that.
Forget about it.
Nicholas Winchell. This prick has parked his tent outside my window. I can't have a shite without thinking he's out there banging on the frosted glass trying to speak to me. My wife, Diana, I still love her no matter what you've heard. She can't escape him, shimmying up the drain pipe, trying to ask her questions about various charities, etc. He's a disgrace, the geezer. Margaret, yes, she likes a drink. Nick insists on coming in.
Don't we all?
Question mark, exclamation mark.
Top shelf whiskey.
Don't mind if I do. Winchell comes in. The other day, I'm having a shite and Nick comes in.
I had a curry.
All right, yeah, fine. Don't be answer it was. It stank. Letter comes under the door. Are you available for a chat, sir? No, I'm not, I shouted.
I'm on the Carsey. A man's castle.
Nick Winchell is a disgrace. Can't you send someone else? I'm very keen.
I'll talk to Jenny Bond.
Jenny Bond, I'll talk to. Keith Chegwin, who does Chequers Plays Plot. Always loved some of his stuff.
Yeah.
Or Bruno Brooks. Winchell has got to go.
I'm an extremely good judge of character.
I'm a good judge of character. I don't want his gingery presence round my house.
Yeah.
Winchell, out. Or Winchell we won't out. Speak to BBC no more.
Well, there you go. It's as clear as clear, isn't it?
Yeah. In but black Nick, and white. When he comes on our podcast, he knows all about it. He loves me.
Despite what you may have heard I read him that letter, and it was true because it had the royal stamp on on the top there.
I said,
what do you make of that? Winchell.
The old bottom lip.
He didn't say that about me, did he? I says, it's there in black and white, mate. Yeah. And I'm not doing this to try and affect you.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make you, trying to damage your self-esteem. But I just want you to know the truth. And I think you're wasting your time parking your tent out in the front of the palace trying to get a chat with him.
That's the old bottom lip.
We get very emotional. He said to me, well, if that's what he thinks, listen to this. He says, under Charles's bed, there's loads of jazz mags, right? And I went,
oh, that's a scurrilous accusation.
I said, you can't say that.
How dare you?
I said, you cannot say that on a public forum.
He panicked, didn't he?
He goes, hey, well, I've been under there and I had a look under there. I said, you had a look under his bed? He says, yeah, there's piles and them all like old magazines and razzle and all that from
Christ.
He sent his footman round to the news agency to get them, right?
Yeah.
I says, well, you either withdraw that statement, right? And I would like to just add that our producers have said at no point was any jazz mags found under Prince Charles as he was then, Prince Charles's bed. Yeah. And we want to make it absolutely clear that he never sent the footman out to the news agents to get nothing off the top.
Okay, I would just like, the producers would like to state that no point was any skin mags from the news agent Dells in North Harrow ever purchased by the footman
or with Charles's money.
On behalf of Charles with his knowledge or otherwise.
Yeah.
Charles has no objection to footmen looking at dirty copies of Razzle.
Men he only, has said so many times.
Asian Babes, or anything like, as he's said so many times in front of the Commonwealth. Yeah. These accusations that Charles looked at a variety of horrible headboards for readers' wives from Solihull, usually. Incredibly, in a number of jazz mates,
concentration
of that from the West Midlands is scurrilous. Charles has no objection to any ladies who want to say that.
You want.
And all right, he's a tip man. He said that. I'll admit, Charles is not a tip man. He likes all parts of the body, bums as well, ladies and men. Though he goes for ladies. Let's be fair. Any accusation that Charles has enjoyed any naughty mags off of the top shelf from any newsagent
or anything on the internet nowadays.
On the internet nowadays, you know what it is, what it's like.
Yeah, how easy it is.
Nonsense. Mm. So there is okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Why would Charles, who's married to one of the most beautiful ladies in the world, previously, want to do that.
Any of that stuff.
Any of that stuff.
Okay.
Disgusting.
Okay.
Underline. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Underline.
Okay, so then. The Office of Prince Charles. Okay.
The Office of Prince Charles. Okay.
Well, that's right. Cleared that up then.
That, hopefully that's cleared that up.
Well, I don't think we'll have any comeback from that.
No.
Listen. You know where to find us for more political stuff. Discourse. Yeah. www.patreon.com. /Angelos and Barry Show. Come and find us over there. For those of you that are already there, hello.
Hello, guys. It's not all this filthy stuff.
No. There's a lot of highbrow
stuff.
Yes,
it's not
actually.
All filthy, nasty.
No, it's not, isn't all.
That's just to wet your whistle, sort
yeah,
of
wet
thing.
Your whistle.
Okay.
Alright, guys.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.